Joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who is hopefully taking it easy inside and staying off the roads, as has been the directive for everyone today. So, Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well, and indeed, I'm staying off the roads and staying home, and just trying to get things done that I can do here at the house rather than try to get on the roads. It's, some of the roads are clear, particularly the more traveled ones, but then the problem becomes is the intersections or bridges or shady areas get very icy, and it's easy to get overconfident. And if you don't have to go out, better to stay home, and if you are going to go out, by all means, you've got to be extra careful.
And that's true if you're driving around or walking around. I know I was driving around in Chapel Hill today just to get here from my place, and the roads that I had to travel on were, like you said, fairly okay, but still a little bit slippery, and then I saw people on sidewalks just slipping all over the place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know it's bad when the wooden nickel is not even sure that they're going to be open right now.
Oh wow! Yeah. All right. So, so how is the town? How is the town sort of municipally making it through the storm? What are Public Works out there doing?
Well, our Public Works folks were out there yesterday evening, putting a little bit of brine on the intersections. They're up early this morning, particularly clearing critical areas like Waterstone Drive right in front of the hospital, for example, and again some of the more well-traveled roads. Of course, police department is out, and what I'm getting, is that there's no major issues that the town's having to deal with, other than just want to make sure that people aren't, out there any more than they have to be, because they can be dangerous. I think it might have been you folks who reported the emergency services or something like 60 accidents that happened just overnight.
Yep. Yeah, Kirby Saunders said that.
And so the sheriff's department has reported that they're dealing with a lot of accidents, and particularly some of the county roads are very treacherous. We had, offices were closed, and had a tourism board retreat that was supposed to happen today. That was going to be postponed, and several members said that it would be very, very hard for them to get out of their driveway. So, so again, want to encourage people to don't go out if you don't need to, and be really, really careful if you do.
I got to say, we've been kind of, in terms of just accepting the fact that we've gotten a couple of winter storms in the last couple of weeks, been kind of lucky with the timing of them, because they've both happened overnight. We've been able to sort of anticipate them and react accordingly before the snow or the ice or the freezing stuff even started falling, and tell people to stay at home. So both today and a couple of weeks ago, we've been able to keep as many people off the roads as possible, as opposed to a storm that hits in the middle of the day when everyone's then got to struggle to get home.
That's right. That's right. And we've been fortunate, keep knocking on wood,
that, yeah.
We haven't had to have a lot of power outages.
Yep.
And
yep.
So it's been, and sometimes it's a good time to catch up. And a lot of my colleagues that I've been in touch with, just, great to have a day at home and get actually some work done and some thinking time to move some projects forward. So that's kind of what I'm doing here.
Yeah, sounds good. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, everyone take it easy as we get through the winter storm. Should be better tomorrow, but we got one more day to get through before we get to that. I got a really cool thing coming up for the town of Hillsborough, and I believe the applications are open now for the second annual Citizens Academy, which begins in about a month, right?
That is right, and very excited about this, Aaron. And in fact, we were even wondering if we'd be able to do it. Our town staff are pretty strict right now, because they just do amazing things, but it's very, very tight. But we wanted to get this going, and we figured out a way to do it. The Citizens Academy is a free, it's a six-week kind of a course that tells you about all things about what happens in your city government, how we conduct our business, how the advisory boards work. You learn about the water and sewer operations, the police and fire operations. It includes going to visiting the police departments and the fire, and getting to see the water and sewer operations, figure out how the budget works. And so all of those things, we have found that folks who want to be on advisory boards, who might one day want to run for elected as an elected official, who just want to connect to the town, understand how decisions are made, and be able to know where the pathways are that they can have an impact in their community, this is a great opportunity just to get some in-depth knowledge about. You know, I wish I had this before I had run for office. But it is new. The people who went through it last year seem to be very excited about it, so we're just delighted that we can offer it again this year. If you go to the website, there's the all the dates, and the online application is there, and a little bit more information. And, of course, there's ways that you can contact us if you have any particular questions.
And, again, the website, ci.hillsborough.nc.us. That's the town's website. You can go there for all sorts of information about the town, including the online application for the Citizens Academy. And I know when this was taking place last year, and it's, what, 25 people can take part in this, the people who did just got so much out of it.
Really did. And we... you know, have seen those people, you know, become involved, and it's been gratifying to me because when I see some of the folks who've been in that class and they're involved in Facebook discussions or something, it's just like, well, wait a minute, you know, they're able to answer questions sometimes and help get the word out. You know, so much about what we do as a town is invisible until something goes wrong, and so we're very committed to. Trying to get the word out, trying to get our community, our citizens really engaged as much as we can to really understand about your local government, because this really is, it impacts people's lives on a day-to-day basis, and we want people to be able to interact with us in ways that helps their community grow, and so we've created a lot of these avenues, but I think the Citizens Academy is just one of the best things we've done, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely, and I remember from last year, this is, you know, if you get more than 25 applicants, priority goes to Hillsborough residents, but it is technically open to everybody?
That is correct.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
So so anyone who is in the area wants to find out how a town runs, get involved in this, and you might get selected again. Open only to 25 participants, but get online, ci.hillsborough.nc.us, and check it out.
Easy to Google, just to
Absolutely.
Citizen Academy for Hillsborough.
Yep.
And, of course, a lot of many other cool things happening around town these days.
Absolutely, including Living History Day, which is Revolutionary War Living History Day. We have to specify which part of Hillsborough's history we're celebrating every time we have a big historical event, because we've talked about it before, but Hillsborough has just been central in American history from beginning to now. But this Saturday, Revolutionary War Living History Day.
Absolutely, and we certainly have a Bill of Rights Day and a War Day and
Civil
a NASCAR
Day. Yes.
And
NASCAR Day
Billy,
is the most
Billy
important
Strayhorn concerts,
one, right?
But
yeah.
it's Revolutionary War Living History Day. You know, Cornwallis came through the area and stayed nearly a week in February in 1781. And, of course, it was very shortly thereafter that he ended up in Yorktown and then facing defeat, and it was the success of the Revolution. So that is Hillsborough as a colonial town. It had an impact on our history. And what you'll find on that day is a chance to learn and understand that history in a little bit deeper level. I've always enjoyed to see the folks dressed up as the British soldiers or the militia or the United States soldiers, and they do demonstrations. But you also have John Jeffries Blackfeather, who'll be doing tools and weapons demonstrations from the Okanichi and what the Native Americans were doing. There'll be spinning and weaving demonstrations at the Historical Museum. There's children's activities, I think, up at Burwell School. And then there's tours of the regulator sites and I think readings by a novelist who did some historical fiction from that area. So it's a good day to really just either come out, very casually and kind of watch what's going on, or get yourself to some in-depth information, whatever level you want to do it. It's a nice day to be in Hillsborough this coming Saturday.
Absolutely. And coming up later on this week, we're going to have a whole bunch of people from Historic Hillsborough here in the studio to talk about that. So I'm looking forward to that, too, on Thursday as well.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, so mark your calendars for Revolutionary War Living History Day. That's going to be Saturday the 20th this weekend. And again, get on the town's website and get your application in for the Citizens Academy, which begins on March 16th. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. You keep warm and safe.